I have one last duty as an MC. Anybody from here on seen smoking inside the tent, under the tent? There's myself and two or three others that have been lined up to volunteer to trip and fall. I can reduce you thinner than a one-sided pancake. And after you're dried out, we'll frame you and sell you for folk art. So that's under the tent. You need to get a little closer here. You're too far away. Yeah, just move that. That'll pick up and go sideways, yeah. The guy back there now, don't let him see you do that. That's good. This is, I always like a lot of body language when I'm talking. Especially good-looking body language. And I want to share a true story tonight, or this afternoon, or whatever it is. I don't look like it, but I've been a backpacker most of my life. And about 15 years ago, I was up on the, above Helen, Georgia, a bunch of friends were backpacking on the Appalachian Trail. And we'd set up camp that night. Wasn't like this. I mean, it was a little cooler. And I always carry a little fishing pole, one of those kinds that folds into the handle. And when you unfold it, it's no bigger than the handle to start with. So I don't know why you fold it, but you do. So it's about that long. But that's long enough to cast from, say, this side of the tent to the other. And I went down to the headwaters of the Chattahoochee River. That's that big one that goes through Atlanta. Thank heavens for that. We wouldn't have any place to put our waste if it wasn't going through Atlanta. And I got down to the Chattahoochee. This is true. That's why it's not funny like the other stuff I tell. There was an old man, and when I say old, I mean he's older than I am now, and I was a little bit younger. He had a string of bass fish that I couldn't believe. I mean, I'm up on near the headwaters of the Chattahoochee, and it's about as halfway across the tent is about the width there, but there's some deep pockets. I walked over, and in my mountain dialect, I said, "Mister, that's a fine mess of fish." "Yeah, young fella, but I don't use no regular bait. I have little green frogs. Now what you do is you take your hook and tie it good on one leg, loop it and tie it on the other leg of that frog. Little fella, you want to hobble him where he can't swim fast. Bass loves little green frogs. Would you like to try one?" I said, "Oh, yes, sir, I would." Well, I went downstream, you know, where I wouldn't interfere with his fishing. And I tied that little green frog on my line just like he said, flipped it out from about here to that lady sitting over there, looks like a Hollywood starlet, with a star sitting in front of her. And no sooner had it splashed, and I'm starting to reel my little green frog in, I seen a ripple over here in the weeds. I thought, first cast. But then I noticed that was a poisonous cottonmouth water moccasin snake coming after my little green frog. Well, I started to reel him in as quick as I could, and that snake opened up into first gear from fifth. And you know, before I could snap, well, it was terrible. I went to pull him out of the water. That frog leaped up and grabbed him by the hindquarter. And I'm trying to shake off the end of a fishbowl, no longer than that. A poisonous cottonmouth water. I don't like snakes. You know, if they had legs, I might like them a little bit. But they don't. Well, I had some mosquito repellent with me that we use up in the mountains. You take a swallower of it and blow the fumes around. We call it Black Jack Daniels mosquito repellent. And I took a swallow and got rid of a couple skeeters, and then I took another swallow and I leaned, well, I didn't swallow, I took a mouthful. I don't want to lie to you all. I leaned over, blew it into that snake's mouth. He spit out that little frog. Boy, he dove in that water. Obviously going after a chaser. I know he'd never had an experience like that. I want you folks to know, now I've seen some big fish. The second cast, I pulled in a bass That sucker was about 8 inches between the eyes. I mean, that's up the headwaters. A fish like that can't even turn around in a creek that small up there. And I was getting him unhooked when I felt this bumping on my ankle. Now, I have to lean over some to see my ankle. Thank you for doing that body language. I appreciate that. Crisscross, hope to die if I lie. That poisonous cop, ma'am, this is not fun. You're laughing over there. That's disturbing because this is tragedy. That there poisonous copperhead, or cottonmouth rather, water moccasin, it done come back, holding two little green frogs in his mouth. And he had them all trussed up with little vines. He wanted to swap up. Hey, ma'am, have you ever thought about swapping with a snake? Some of these ladies here can tell you what it's like. Well, I took a big mouthful of that black Jack Daniels mosquito repellent, and I leaned over, blew two droplets right in his mouth. Just what he wanted. You know, he came right up on his tail and licked my lips. And you can do that if you've had enough mosquito repellent. You too can kiss a snake, can't you, ma'am? She's nodding her head, yes. And obviously you're not the snake, so you better look around the neighborhood. Well, I want you all to know, we fished the rest of that day, him and his, I called him David. I don't know why. It just reminded me of my Uncle David, who was lower in the snakes, but that's another story. And I went back to the camp that night with the biggest string of bass fish. That poor old snake, though, you know, you ever see a drunk snake try to swim home sideways? Drunk as a skunk, and that's a true story. Introduce yourself, please. Yes, ma'am. This is one of the best interpreters I've worked with, so please introduce yourself in here.
Hi, I'm Diane Smirling, and I'll be all over the campgrounds, here and there and everywhere. Good to see y'all.
I'm back as MC again to introduce Jeannie Fitcher. Fitchin, I'm sorry, it's Kitchen with a fit on the front. She came here 30 years ago wanting me to tell her she's an old-timer. Anyhow, she's going to be doing a story songwriting workshop tomorrow about 2 o'clock, and she MCs the main stage. We're dealing with quality now, folks, so give this lady a great big hand.
Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you. Well, I have a planned program, like I always do, but I have a feeling I might change it. This is a wonderful crowd, and I really want to have you sing with me. But I'm going to start out with something different. I'll just sing it first, and then I'll talk about it. Oklahoma, ever flowing through some dark and lonely place, where the owl's cry floats so mournful across the shadows of my face. Oklahoma, Oklahoma, ever flowing, ever flowing, through some dark and lonely place, where the owl's cry floats so mournful, floats so mournful, across the shadows of my face. Those of you who know this, sing it with me, please. Where the dark stream waters run, almost stranger to the sun, ghostly dancers early morn, paying homage Horn Seminole. Seminole. Seminole, you noble race, there is honor in your face. You did never lose your stand. This is still your golden land. Now sing, Seminole, Seminole, Seminole. Misty rain, impelled by the song of nature, dance of Florida sand hill crane. So dance and prance, you Florida sand hill, etched in everywhere you go, to that lost place called extinction, by man's folly to his woe. Oklahoma, some dark and lonely place, where the owl's cry floats so mournful across the shadows of my face.
Thank you. And for those of you who don't know those songs, that was a medley of songs written by Will McLean, who was inducted into the Florida Artist Hall of Fame last month, a very first folk performer. And we're all real thrilled. He died in 1990, and he's had many honors since his death, and he would hate it all because he was a man who couldn't stand success and shunned all of those things that most people would love. Well, Will inspired so many of us to write songs, and I started, maybe about 12 years ago, writing songs about Florida. And someone had given me a recipe book called, Recipes and Recollections, that's what it's called. But throughout the recipe book, there were little vignettes about the county that I live in, Brevard County, Cocoa, on the central east coast. And I sort of imagined this country doctor whom I've named Miss Louise. I understand that over in the Apprentice area, there is someone demonstrating herbal medicine. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? I'm swelling and in pain all over me. Well, I found a hive of bees, or should I say they found me. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I do what I'm able. First put your money there on the table. Well, honey, if you're suffering from bee stings, What you need is some nice cold fatback to draw out the poison. Well, if it's cold fatback you claim, since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? My body's overcome with warts. I've got warts from my head to my toes, and I've tried every potion I know. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Well, I'll do what I'm able. First, put your money there on the table. Well, honey, castor oil on warts works real good. Well, if it's castor oil you claim, since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. Hey, Miss Louise, won't you help me, please? My voice is getting deeper by the day, and now I spend my nights alone, 'cause nobody wants a lady baritone. Won't you help me, Miss Louise? Do what I am able. First, put your money there on the table. Well, honey, if you're having trouble with your voice, what you need is lots of pineapple. Pineapple in the morning, at noon, and at night, and nothing else. Well, if it's lots of pineapple you claim, since I'm not hurt or lame, thank you just the same, Miss Louise. So, folks, if you please, don't bother Miss Louise. I've got better things to do with my time. And you don't listen, what a shame, but you still cry and complain. So please don't bother Miss Louise, 'cause I do what I am able. When you put your money there on the table, and honey, I think there's something you ought to know. If you think you're going to get better service from that city doctor down the road, well, I've got news for you. He's learned everything he knows from Miss Louise.
Thank you.
I see a few teenagers in the audience, and I would really like to do this song. I wrote it for my son when he was 16 years old and driving me bananas. One afternoon, I sat down in a fit of frustration and wrote this song in 2 hours flat. And I've sung it a few times since, and every time I do, I have somebody come up and say, "Are you sure you didn't write that about my kid?" Maybe you can relate to this. If you have teenagers at home, if you've already raised teenagers, and if you're expecting teenagers, well, you better listen up. Oh, it's tough to be a parent when a teenager's what you got. Never mind what you've been reading or the basics you've been taught. New rules and regulations begin at age 16. And those gentle, peaceful, cherished times come few and far between. And the parent becomes the enemy, the very scourge of his existence, who imposes threats and punishments with perseverance and persistence, and who takes the upper hand in all matters of importance, like food, money, and name brand clothes. All the joys are soon forgotten when the hormones start to flow. And it's not just changing voices and body parts that grow. The boy thinks he's a man with all privileges therefrom. He has little use for authority and little use for mom. My role as his caretaker is insignificant and useless. Pa paltry, unimportant, immaterial, and worthless. Except the times when my position is both respected and revered, like Christmas, birthdays, and the first of the month. There's little said between us, it's not easy to relate, or speak in his own language in words he won't debate. I bite my tongue more often just to keep disputes at bay, but no matter how I choose my words, he argues anyway. In exotic hybrid dialect, unusual and strange, familiar words are altered and phrases rearranged. A variety of language peculiar to the young, like it was beat, you got snaked, you're hating it, and of course, killer. He disappears into his bedroom to avoid new confrontations. He spends much time away from home, venting his frustrations. He reprimands and nags me till he has had his fill. And if his livid looks don't kill his criticizing will, we're opposing sides in battle, in a war which can't be won. Between a battered, shattered mother and her harsh, demanding son, a simple sign of love is all I ever seek. But his idea of affection is a turning of the cheek. And he said to me this, this is really true. He said, "You know what, Mom? If you weren't my mother, you'd be ugly." Thank you. Well, you know, those years passed so quickly. I can't even tell you what the circumstances were that drove me to write that song. The teenage years just flew by like lightning. And the children just seem to grow and they're gone so quickly. You wish you could just turn it all around again. So I always follow that song up with this one, which is by the late Malvina Reynolds. Where did my little boy go? Guess that's something I'll never know. Why did my little boy grow into a man I cannot know? No more bedtime prayers to pray, no more stories can I tell, or any questions about this life that I don't answer well. He would always run to me, wanting love and sympathy. Now he's grown and gone away. He don't depend on me. Where did my little boy go? Guess that's something I'll never know. Why did my little boy grow into a man I cannot Does have a chorus that you'll catch on to right away, and I'll help you out with it when we get there. This is for all you retired folks who have grandchildren. The smell of cookies baking in the kitchen, the mockingbird calling from the old oak tree, the rising of the river in the springtime, and the columbines blooming in the field. Long walks and long talks with Grandpa in the evening, stories that Grandma told of places far away. These are the things I remember most of all, happy times at home with Grandma and Grandpa. This is your part. And now they've moved down to Florida, where the winter is spring and the warm winds bring all the flowers, showers, and rainbows, and the living is easy any time of the year. Early morning breakfast by the wood stove, icicles hanging from the old clothesline, my torn red flannel shirt on the scarecrow, and the sweetest berries hanging from the vine. The loon on the lake whose song fills the evening sky, rain on the tin roof, it falls throughout the night. These are the things I remember most of all, happy times at home with Grandma and Grandpa. Now they moved down to Florida, and now they've moved down to Florida, where the winter is spring, where the winter is spring, and the warm winds bring all the flowers, showers, and rainbows. Flowers, showers, and rainbows, and the living is easy. Living is easy any time of the year. Well, Grandma says I'll love it down in Florida, and Grandpa says we'll have so much to do anyway. We'll gather shells and driftwood at the seashore, and we'll picnic on those bright winter days. We'll fish the lakes and rivers, and we'll snorkel in the spring, watch for critters in the woods that every sunset brings. These are the things I can look forward to most of all, happy times at home with Grandma and Grandpa. Now they've moved down to Florida, and now they've moved down to Florida, where the winter is spring, where the winter is spring, and the warm winds bring all the flowers, showers, and rainbows. Flowers, showers, and rainbows, and the living is easy. Living is easy any time of the year. Well, this little girl finally made it down to Florida. She ended up in the Silver Star Mobile Home Retirement Village. And when she returned to school, her teacher asked her to tell the class just how she found Florida. She said, "My grandparents used to live in this big white house, but my grandpa got retarded and they moved to Florida. Now they live in a place with a lot of other retarded people, and their houses look like these small tin huts. They go to a place they call the Wrecked Hall. But if it used to be wrecked, it's all fixed now. They ride around on these great big tricycles. and stand around in the swimming pool with their hats on. Grandma used to make pies and cakes and all sorts of good things. But I guess she can't remember how to do all that now. Well, nobody seems to want to do any cooking anyhow. They just eat in all those fast food restaurants. Now, when you enter the park, there's this little dollhouse. And here a man sits and watches all day long. And everyone wears these badges with their names on them. I guess they can't remember who they are. Grandma says that Grandpa's worked hard all his life. And he's earned this retirement. I just wish they'd decide to move back home again. But I guess that man in the dollhouse won't let them out. And now they've moved down to Florida, where the winter is spring and the warm winds bring all the flowers, showers, and rainbows. And the living is easy any time of the year. Thank you very much.
I have been an MC before, but I didn't realize the one that was supposed to be here today either dropped dead, or his grandmother died, or he overslept. So they asked me if I would MC this group that's thrown together down by the Portalettes. I said, yeah, sure, you know, I mean, are they all good-looking guys? But what I'm doing right now is killing time while the sound man works. I would like to say it's a pleasure to be here. I'd really like to say that. It is a pleasure to be here. Some of you I have not seen for a year now. Thank you. You expect me to stand up here and say nice, sweet things? But I will tell you who's playing here, if they are. The white guy playing with a microphone there, holding the guitar upside down. That's Art Crummer from Gainesville. The bearded guy walking up to him, or looking confused. Dennis Devine, the house band for White Springs. Way over on the other end, the only cowboy in the group. The famous restaurateur from Alpha, Florida, Bluntstown, Wayne Martin. Former fiddle champion, and now has been fiddle champion. On the harmonica here, strange little guy with doesn't even have an Orlando Magic cap on, and he's from Orlando. Yeah. Stan Geber. And on the bass here, who is a Magic fan and wants to get off here as quick as possible and go watch the game. So after the first song, we'll send him out of here. Dan Peterson from Wakahura, Florida. When the sound man gives me the finger, we will begin. Was that two fingers? That means, wait a minute. That means go. Hey, boys. Oh, okay. Screwed him up, didn't I? Can you hear me? Ah, I can hear me. They can still hear me. Turn it down. Now are we all set? Yeah. Here we go then. I would count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's just to determine if these guys can count to 10. Here we go. Well, it's great to be alive and be in Florida. Ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come and don't stay long if you please. I was born in North Carolina, raised up on a farm. Living by the golden rule can't do any harm. We know the Blue Ridge Mountains, probably Heaven's Gate. But when angels take vacations, it's in the Sunshine State. Cause it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Dennis! Up north I got a problem with ice and snow and sleet. People out in Texas are dying from the heat. California's sinking, they better learn to swim. We found a solution and we are cashing in. Everybody, it's great to be alive and be in Florida. There ain't no place I would rather be. If you're from somewhere else and you'd like to move down here, come but don't stay long if you please. Oh, yeah, come but don't stay long, if you please. Over the years, I've written a few songs. These are some of them. I found that women generally don't like to pursue the same things men pursue. They're not big on beer drinking, poker playing, women chasing, and identifying cars, stuff like that. So this is a compilation of some of the women I've known who didn't like things that men like. You've heard Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. This one's They'll Have to Carry Me Back to Old Virginia. They'll have to carry me back to Old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all along. I once loved a girl named Virginia. She told me I was perfect as could be. She married me and 5 minutes later, she was changing all the things wrong with me. And they'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Wayne Martin. Stopped all my drinking and my gambling, all right, Wayne. At least all that she could see and hear. I wish that she could see me now in this bar room, winning $10 for chug-a-lugging beer. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all along. Might as well hear from Stan. Now fishing is a thing that she despises, and hunters drive her up a wall. Thinks all card players ought to be executed, and that's why Virginia's got no friends at all. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Haven't heard from the Dogo yet. Couldn't hear him, but I hope you folks could. Ah, yeah, let's see. Now life, we know, is made for living. It's only our minds that make us cry. We are programmed for loving and giving. And I ain't about to lay down and die. Not yet. They'll have to carry me back to old Virginia. I won't go back on my own. Good as she is and bad as I am, I'd rather stay here all alone. Yes, I'd rather stay here all alone. We have nothing to say about where we're born or who our parents are going to be, generally what our religion is going to be. We just popped off here. You may be from Wisconsin or Michigan, and I apologize for that. I had nothing to do with it. I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina. Through no fault of my own, if I'd have had any vote in the matter, Florida is where I'd have been born. But you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. I had the flu the day the love bugs ate my mama. I went to pick her up in Zephyr Hills, but she'd caught the train to Apopka to work in the turpentine still. I caught up with her in Micanopy. She said she was doing okay by pleasing the interstate trucker at a place called the Cafe Risque. But you can't call me a Florida cracker, though I love this Florida sand. If great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole. Get down, Dennis. Through the terraces, I squashed a palmetto bug or two. I yell, Mama, I ain't no Florida cracker, and I'm blaming it all right on you, 'cause you can't call me a Florida cracker. Though I love this Florida sand, if great-granddad had wanted me to be a cracker, he'd have stole me some Seminole land. I now have reached senior status, and I've been, well, my van is blocked in up in the campground, so I have to ride these golf carts, which is close to a golf course as I'm going to get. Can't afford it. And anyway, 16 strokes per hole, I understand, is not particularly good. But Larry Ellis took me the back roads up to the campground. Avoided everybody. Only got stuck once. I do like the back roads, he said, in your honor. We'll go the back road. There are back trails, but you can't drive a car on them. You can drive a golf cart. Well, I'm walking down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Well, I left New York City on that interstate. That long white ribbon of concrete was more than I could take. So when I hit Virginia, I found a country lane. I got back on those back roads again. And I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Try, Wayne. From the hills of North Carolina to Georgia's bottom land, never went through one big road, went through one big town. Red clay banks and country shacks and a swimming hole now and then, 'cause I'm back on those back roads again. Yeah, I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Went from Georgia down to Florida, 'cause the road that I was on, didn't know where I was going, wouldn't have cared if it had known. You can keep your crowded cities, just give me the land, put me back on those back roads again. 'Cause I'm traveling down the back roads, not going anywhere, waving at the country folks on the front porch in their chairs. That little boy with a fishing pole don't know I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Yeah, you can set me down on the riverbank, put a cane pole in my hand, and I'm back on those back roads again.
Don Groom's original.
I am not sure who is running the sound back there, but this is the best we've sounded. Ah.
You just can't hear us.
Yeah, let's hear it for the sound man. He's doing pretty good, John.
He told me he was tired, but he's here some time. Yeah.
I do like to wander, and until I met the beautiful Suzanne Marie, I wandered by myself or left somebody waiting back at the house. And some women did not appreciate that. Sue says, "You ain't leaving me here to take care of the house. I'm wandering with you." So this is one I wrote before BS, before Suzanne.
You still got some BS.
"Well, I guess I done you dirty. Didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain that the wild birds flew by me a calling my name. They said, 'Come on, go with us, leave the cities behind. We'll go out on some mountain and just see what we can find. We'll find a lake in Minnesota, a cornfield in Maine, a desert in old Nevada where we can live life again. Now God knows I loved you. I wanted to stay, and I'd still be there with you if the wild birds had stayed away. But I heard them calling, saying to me, 'Let's go west and see if wild mustangs run free.'" Guess I ought not to be a calling, but I thought you'd like to know. I found some clean air and water in the mountains of Idaho. I found some woodlands in Oregon where the sky is still blue. And there's two bear cubs in Dakota sending their love to you. So if I done you dirty, I didn't mean to do you wrong. When I went off and left you in that big house all alone, I just called to say I hope you'd understand when I explain that the wild birds flew by me a calling my name. That the wild birds flew by me a calling my name." I see by the old clock on the wall we got time for two more. So, Art, you do one, and Dennis, do one, and we'll do them both at the same time.
Did you get a pizza? Yeah. While we...
when you only got 30 minutes, you can only do 30 minutes worth of stuff. Yeah. Now that I've retired, I begin to put all those things together that I taught at the University of Florida. I have thought about the possibility of going to heaven. And I get to thinking about spending forever and ever and ever with Oral Roberts, Jimmy Swaggart, Jerry Falwell. And I think I'd rather go down there with all my friends. Or maybe this is heaven. And when we die, we're all going out. So let's live it up. Cause when this life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. I met a man down in Miami. Said, how come you down? Said, I live in Miami. I hate this Yankee town. As he picked up his bus ticket, said he lived there since he was a kid. Never felt better in his entire life. Thanks about the time he did. Cause when his life is all over, start to close that lid. Too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. Met a Cedar Key rounder. Said, how come you down there? Said, it beats the hell out of Cleveland, where you can't even breathe the air. He got tired of working in a factory, gave it up for the Cedar Keys. Spend the rest of his entire life doing any damn thing he please. Cause when his life is all over and it starts to close that lid, it's too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. Stanley! Then a St. Pete man took his girlfriend, favorite fishing hole, Stan Gebler. She caught more fish than he did, using an old cane pole. When she pulled out a 50-pound goldfish, he left town like a little bitty kid. Said he never felt better in his entire life. Thanks about the time he did. Cause when his life is all over, start to close that lid. It's too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time he did. Dennis, last chance. What did we do before they invented Dennis Devine? I don't know. Now I know an awful lot of people living where they were born and raised. I don't call that living, that's existing in an open grave. You've got to move your feet just a little. They begin to itch. Never seek to know for whom the bell tolls. You go ring that son of a gun. Cause when his life is all over, start to close that lid. Too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. Now the moral of this story, live your life with flair. Go flat out, let your tongue stuck out, your middle finger in the air. Cause when his life is all over and start to close that lid. Too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. One thing, ladies and gentlemen, last night Doug Goss did this song and gave me credit, and I was watching him and did not watch the sign lady. I would like to see how she handles that. Now the moral of this story, live your life with flair. Go flat out with your tongue stuck out and your middle finger in the air. Cause when this life's all over, start to close that lid. Too late to say you never felt better in your life. Thanks about the time you did. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Anyone? Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Lynn Wadley, and a mix-up with the MC who was scheduled gives me the wonderful opportunity to be the MC of this next group, which is one of my favorites in the whole world, in my whole life. And I just want to take a second and tell you about them. First, I'll tell you their name. It's Jan Milner and Charlie Grote with their good friend, Doug Travers. You're going to hear what great musicians they are in just a moment. And I thought that I might tell you something that you won't necessarily know by hearing them perform. All three of them are astounding teachers. They have encouraged and helped more people to play music than most musicians in this world. Charlie is the founder of the Sunshine State Music Camp. that meets in October. It's the friendliest, gentlest music camp that I've ever been to, and I've been to a bunch of them. Jan will has encouraged so many people with her dulcimer playing, her friendship, her leadership of FOF and of the Florida Folklore Society, and just with her dear, sweet nature. And Doug not only is a gentle teacher, but one of the few people in the world who can make music theory accessible. So amazingly, with all those other abilities, they can also play and sing. And Charlie's a great songwriter, and you are in for a treat. And are you guys ready? All right, so let me welcome then and ask you to do the same for Jan Milner and Charlie Grote with Doug Travers.
Check. Hello there, folks.
Check, most powerful check, man in the house is the check, sound check. Guy.
Check. Get a little sound check here. How do we sound? We got her, folks? That sound like music to you?
I hope so.
One, two, three. Well, I went down south, I got some sand in my shoes. And then I went up north, I got the Florida blues. Oh, the Florida blues, I surely want to go back home. Well, let me tell you the truth, Lord, I got the Florida blues. Now the days are getting short and all the leaves are falling down. Nights are getting cold, the snows are coming around. Oh, Florida blues, enough to make me grieve and moan. Well, here's the late breaking news, Lord, I got the Florida blues. I got the Florida blues in my body and soul, and I'm getting packed up, I'm getting ready to go. Yeah, I'm dropping on down to where the warm sun shines. I don't know why I left it behind. Hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be moving south, and so you know it's all right. Oh, Florida blues, riding on that seaboard line. I'm going back on down to Tampa just to ease the trouble in my mind. Get it, Charlie? Florida blues in my body and soul, and I'm getting packed up, I'm getting ready to go. Dropping on down to where the warm sun shines. I don't know why I left it behind. Hard to tell where I'll be sleeping tonight, but I'll be moving south, and so you know it's all right. Oh, Florida blues, right, I'll be a rolling home. Well, I got nothing. Nothing but the Florida blues. Yeah, those Florida blues. Tonight I'll be a rolling home. And I got nothing to lose. Nothing but the Florida. I call them the Florida, and I'm talking about the Florida blues. Yeah.
There we go.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That was one of Charlie's tunes that's going to be on our new album.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Doc Watson. You're not going to believe that for a second, are you? I need quite a bit more of this guitar in the monitor if I can get that. There was a time a number of years ago when country music and folk music all were one and were closely related branches on the same tree. And country music was not just rock and roll with hats, as it is now in too many cases. And we like to do some of the old tunes from those days. Is there anyone in this crowd of people who have heard of the Carter family?
All right.
there better be.
My kind of people.
there better be some people like that. This is an old tune of theirs called When It's Time for the Whippoorwill to Sing. One, two, three.
every moon was shining. All around was the sweetness of the spring. But I am sad and in loneliness I'm pining. For the one on earth I'll never see again.
I long for the day when I shall meet her. Though it be where the angels sweetly sing.
She is mine, thoughts of her grow sweeter.
When it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
I lost with the thought I'd be returning. Great joy and wealth to her I'd bring. But I came back too late and now I'm pining. For that one I will never see again.
I long for the day when I shall meet her. Though it be where the angels sweetly sing.
She is mine, and thoughts of her grow sweeter.
When it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Here's Jan on the other heart. I remember the night she gave that promise. Great joy those words to her to bring. I'll be true, and you know you'll find me waiting when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Sing with us.
I long for the day when I shall meet her. Though it be where the angels sweetly sing.
She is mine. Thoughts of her grow sweeter
when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Is mine, thoughts of her grow sweeter
when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
She is mine, thoughts of her grow sweeter
when it's time for the whippoorwill to sing.
Thank you. Whew. Boy, there's a lot of you out there. And we sure hope you stay for the next act.
Yeah, don't get up and rush out. Even though the guy's not from Florida, you know. Doc Watson has been my folk music idol for a great long time. This is the second time we've been in a position for opening for Doc somewhere, and it's a regular thrill, I'll tell you that. Now, sound, this might be quite a bit different. This is not going to be a vocal, so I'm going to try to use this for most of the source on this. Many of you know that Jan Milner has been 3 times the Florida State Dulcimer champion and is one of the finest dulcimer players in the United States. And this is how it's done by someone of that ability. A tune called Bonaparte Crossing the Rhine. Thank you.
Get her another one. Together. Go, Jan Milner on the dulcimer.
Once again, now Charlie and Jan both have to change instruments. Everybody doing okay out there in the heat? All right. Y'all look pretty cool. I don't think it's too bad today as it was yesterday. I'm not sure.
I'll tell you what, we had some good ice cream earlier and... lots of good picking last night. We quit early. We went to bed around 2, I think.
Yep.
Tonight, they'll probably stay up
tonight,
late.
I think we'll stay until late.
We learned this tune from a good friend of ours named Alice McKay. And Alice used to be on, it was before it was the Grand Ole Opry. It was a barn dance.
WSM. No, she was on the National Barn Dance.
National Barn Dance. And I don't know the history of the tune, but I know it's an old, old tune, yeah. And it sure is pretty. And now Charlie's mandolin is out of tune. We've been having an awful time because we've had to leave the instruments in a hot car, and then I'm in air conditioning, and they're just real unhappy little campers. So give us just a minute to tune up.
Got him.
Oh, I got her. Okay. This is called Silver Moon on the Golden Gate. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore. As it shines above on the one I love, silver charms caress the arms I'm longing for. My heart is light as I sail tonight on the crest of a western sea. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore. Olay! There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore.
as it shines above on the one I love. Silver charms caress the arms I'm longing for. My heart is light as I sail tonight on the crest of a western sea. There's a silver moon on the Golden Gate, shining through along a blue Pacific shore. Odelay,
that's a pretty old tune, isn't it? Some of the old ones are still the best ones.
How about that yodeling, huh? That doesn't look nearly as good when I do it. We have some good friends named LJ and Sue Bullock who live down in Fort Myers and may be out there right now someplace. And they have a little grove of tangerine trees, and one day, LJ was out driving a front-end loader around among the trees, and I was riding in the bucket picking tangerines. A typical Florida aberration there. That's a Christmas time thing to do, a wintertime thing. And I got to whistling a little tune while he was...
No dulcimer on the monitor.
...riding me up and down and so forth. And I realized that I hadn't heard that little tune before that I could remember. Up being this tune. I'm trying to make a body of some Florida picking rather than songs, you know. And so this one's called Picking Tangerines.
I wanted him to call it the front end loader song, but he's picking tangerines.
Just didn't have that ring, you know. Anyway, Picking Tangerines. Jan, why don't you go ahead and you got the leg? Okay, kick it off. Picking tangerines a little bit. Doug Travers on that rhythm guitar. Sometimes things get a little deceptive, and then we have to snuggle up there to hear just what we're doing. Well, I have a suspicion that some of the moments some of you have been waiting for are just about to arrive. We have one more tune we want to leave you with, and then just like you, I'm going to settle back to watch one of the musicians in this world I most admire. A man who's been an idol and a role model for me for darn near all of my life, which is kind of scary when you think about it. We've played all kinds of music, and Doc Watson has too.
Well, we're going to finish with a tune that we traditionally finish our sets with. It's one that Charlie wrote and one that's on our album, Sunshine State Dulcimer. We live in Pinellas County in Crystal Beach, and Charlie went out in the driveway one night and saw one of those big old yellow moons. He said he was going to write a song about it, and he did. And he called it Florida Moon, and he kind of gave it a 1930s flair. And we hope you enjoy it. We thank you all for listening, and if you know this last one, sing along with us. Florida Moon.
A lot of you know this, so sing along. And thanks very much, Doug Travers, Jan Milner. I'm Charlie Grover. There's a Florida moon hanging high in a soft southern sky. As I fly once more in dreams back of you, I think I know just what I'd say if we could walk by the bay and talk again that sweet old way we used to. Florida moon keeps shining down through the live old dreams. In my memories, it's like a favorite tune. Oh, how I'd love to go someday back to the south and the bay, back to you and that Florida.
There's a Florida moon on my mind. Oh, dusty roads and years unwind. Still I find from all my dreams I'm not free. We can't recapture times gone by. Oh, but I swear with you I'd try to live again that sweet old life that used to be. Florida moon keeps shining down through the live old dreams. In my memories, it's like a favorite tune. Oh, how I'd love to go someday back to the south and the bay. To you and that Florida moon.
Oh, here comes that moon.
South and the bay, back to you and that Florida moon. Oh, how I'd love to go someday back to the south and the bay, back to you and that Florida moon.
Jan Milner.
And Charlie Grote.
Thank you very much.